This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's go out to Joe Farr. Joe, what you got for us today, friend? It's a market update.
Hey there. Well, I was going to say, Les is pretty well on the way to that quarter point improvement by the end of the month, because I know he does those on, I think, on Thursdays, right? So he picked up about a good bit of that 25 basis points on Friday and some more of it today. So he may be right about that. So today we're a little better. MBS prices are up a few 30 seconds. That's good. Stocks are down just a little bit, not much. The findings from the Mueller report that came out over the weekend hadn't had an effect on the market. So really a pretty quiet day, especially compared to last week's movement. And last week, the movement was great for mortgage rates. Rates fell to the lowest level they've been since early 2018. The Fed was the big driver last week. The statement following the Fed meeting on Wednesday and then the press conference that was held that afternoon showed a very dovish Fed. The Fed cited slowing global growth, U.S. growth and global growth, and mild inflation. Yeah, I mentioned last week the dot plot would be what people would be looking at this week. And in fact, the dot plot did show a pretty significant change in that there are no longer dots indicating a rate increase in 2019 and only one in 2018 and none again in 2021. So it's a pretty big reduction in the amount of future rate hikes that the Fed sees themselves making. And so the market really liked that. In addition, Dave, the Fed indicated that they're going to slow and then stop their balance sheet reductions. As we've talked about in the past, the Fed has been allowing their portfolio to prepay and not replace it to a certain extent. And from now on, they are going, well, not from now on, but starting soon and then by September, they're going to be fully replacing their portfolio runoff. So their balance sheet will stop shrinking. One thing to note, don't know how much of an effect it'll have on the mortgage rates, but they're going to replace mortgage-backed security runoff with treasury purchases. So they won't be directly in the treasury market or in the MBS market, but since they are in the treasury market and they have many of the same participants, the added demand for treasury should spill over into an improvement or a benefit to the MBS prices. Stocks fell really hard on Friday, you probably saw. That, too, helped MBS prices, helped mortgage rates decline further. And that fell on indications of slowing global growth, as the Fed had pointed out a few days earlier. There's very little economic news in the U.S. last week. What was there was quite good. Existing home sales jumped 11.8% in February from January, and the single-family number jumped 13.3%, and that's what we focus on more in the mortgage industry. So it's very good news for the mortgage industry. Last week, Brexit's been in the news. You'll recall the week before last, there were those three votes. One rejected Prime Minister May's Brexit plan, the next one rejected an exit without a plan, and the third one asked the EU to grant a three-month extension to Brexit. Last week, the EU said, well, we'll grant you an extension, but it's not going to be 3 months. It's going to be until May 22nd, and it is conditioned upon Theresa May getting an exit plan in place this week, which seems highly unlikely the way the things have gone in the past. Yeah. If she doesn't get a plan in place, then the extension is only until April 12th, by which time the Great Britain's got to have figured out what they plan to do. So a lot ahead this week. This week's very critical. The third vote on the Theresa May plan is needed, but it's not yet scheduled. And another defeat puts her job in jeopardy, which adds more uncertainty to the situation. So just count on concern and uncertainty continuing to grow until this Brexit thing gets resolved some way. This week has several days with significant economic data. Dave, tomorrow housing starts comes out along with consumer confidence. And then on Thursday, the third look at fourth quarter GDP is expected to come out. It's expected to show a fairly significant reduction in the fourth quarter growth. It was last estimate, I think, was 2.6% in the fourth quarter, and that's expected to drop to 2.2%. So we'll see if that comes to bear. It is older data, so it might not have a big effect on mortgage rates. Also on Thursday, the pending home sales number will be released. That's for January, so it too is a little older data. And then on Friday, core PCE will be released. It's delayed data still from the government shutdown. It's January data. Interesting part of that release, the personal income component of that, is February data. So also on Friday, we're going to get February data on new home sales and March data on consumer sentiment. So a lot to look at. Brexit should be the big event this week, and we'll just see if it creates more uncertainty. If it does, that'd be good for should be good for mortgage rates.
You look at what's going on in the UK with the Brexit thing. Someone just texted me and says, ask Joe, how much of an issue could this have on interest rates? That uncertainty doesn't have, it's just the uncertainty of what it could have in the market
sure.
that just creates that. So it's not, doesn't have any direct effect.
I assume that you wind up with a hard Brexit, and that can create some disruption in global trade. That can certainly build into and affect U.S. markets, especially as global investors are looking for a safe haven. What's the safest thing they can buy? U.S. treasuries and mortgage-backed securities.
It's a good report. Thanks, Joe. I'm also looking forward to seeing what the pending home sales as we start getting more into the spring months. We'll see what those pending home sales look like. Appreciate you being here. It's such beautiful weather. I got a feeling weather like this made in Central Texas is made for golf, or golf was made for weather like this. I don't know, whatever, but or head out to the lake and enjoy it. But whatever you're going to do today, enjoy this beautiful weather we're enjoying here in Central Texas. I appreciate you being here, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Have a great week. Think of you as I'm up in Dallas at the tech conference. All right, folks, we're going to head over to Scott Gordon with Open Mortgage talking about the science of sales.
Scott Gordon here with a bit of sales science. Last time, I gave you the three essential elements your story needs. Those elements should always lead to a worthy lesson so your story has a truth or purpose. Remember, if there's no purpose, there's no story. Today, let's examine the first essential element your story needs, a relatable hero. Sounds cliche, but a relatable hero is necessary. It's hardwired into our DNA to respond to a story's hero. And what's important here is he must be relatable. One of the worst things you can do is create a hero that is unrelatable. Think Superman. Superman's popularity has struggled in the eyes of the public. Why? Because he's too perfect. His physical powers are godlike. But that's not what makes him unrelatable. It's his moral perfection. Think about it. Who wants to hang out with that guy? Nobody. We all want to be him, but we know we can't, so he's unrelatable. Give me Batman. That guy has some issues, but don't we all? That's the difference, and it shows. In recent decades, Superman has become more human, and his popularity has risen. The hero in your story can be you, or your company, or a customer. One of the most effective strategies is to combine these heroes. For example, tell a story to a borrower where the relatable hero is a borrower that is forced with a difficult situation that he or she must overcome, and it is only by your assistance that the borrower achieves his or her ultimate goal of home ownership. This dynamic will make your customers feel that, with your assistance, they can be the hero in their own story. If it sounds too good to be true, it's not. It's just the science of sales.
You know, I hadn't thought about that. Superman being too perfect. I didn't care. I like the guy no matter what. That's so funny.
You just heard an audio clip from Lickin' On Lending, and here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
Scott Gordon here with a bit of sales science. Last time, I gave you the three essential elements your story needs. Those elements should always lead to a worthy lesson, so your story has a truth or purpose. Remember, if there's no purpose, there's no story. Today, let's examine the first essential element your story needs, a relatable hero. Sounds cliche, but a relatable hero is necessary. It's hardwired into our DNA to respond to a story's hero. And what's important here is he must be relatable. One of the worst things you can do is create a hero that is unrelatable. Think Superman. Superman's popularity has struggled in the eyes of the public. Why? Because he's too perfect. His physical powers are godlike. But that's not what makes him unrelatable. It's his moral perfection. Think about it. Who wants to hang out with that guy? Nobody. We all want to be him, but we know we can't, so he's unrelatable.
Give me Batman. That guy has some issues, but don't we all? That's the difference, and it shows. In recent decades, Superman has become more human, and his popularity has risen. The hero in your story can be you, or your company, or a customer. One of the most effective strategies is to combine these heroes. For example, tell a story to a borrower where the relatable hero is a borrower that is forced with a difficult situation that he or she must overcome, and it is only by your assistance that the borrower achieves his or her ultimate goal of home ownership. This dynamic will make your customers feel that, with your assistance, they can be the hero in their own story. If it sounds too good to be true, it's not. It's just the science of sales.
Of course, our newest sponsor is back. It's actually like, it's like bringing him back. You know, they go away like kids every once in a while, but they come back because this is a great place to advertise. We're thrilled to have Finastra back as an advertiser. Finastra's Fusion Mortgage Bot solution automatically addresses compliance issues while delivering enhanced borrower satisfaction and increased productivity. Greater market share. That's something we all could use a little bit more of. Most lenders are needing more market share. So check out Finastra, F-I-N-A-S-T-R-A, and Fusion Mortgage Bot product.